Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The cost of electricity has gone very, very expensive, and we need to find ways, especially in winter, to see what we can do to conserve energy. Roger Lally, he's an energy analyst. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you for inviting me to your show.
It's a it's an absolute pleasure. We always see this conversation going on social media, on our groups. People saying, "Well, what's the best way? Is it underfloor heating? Is it oil heaters? Is it gas? What do we do to keep warm? What are the things that are costing us electricity wise that we haven't even thought of that we could look to reduce?"
So the biggest items in the average South African home that use electricity, or the items that use most electricity, I should say, are your electric geyser, so the hot water supply, your electric stove, your pool pump, and if you have a borehole, then also your borehole pump.
Mm.
Those are the four biggest users of electricity in your home.
No. I think you've left out the fifth one, which is a 16-year-old daughter.
You mean a hairdryer?
Exactly. You got it. All right. Okay. So you know what page I'm at. No. So those are the items. So we're talking about your pool filter. Interesting. I didn't realize was one that that used so much power.
Yes, it does. A lot of people have the pool pump running far longer than is necessary. You really only need it to run for about 1 hour a day. And many people have it running for far longer than that.
Right.
And depending, of course, on the size of your pool, the bigger the pool, the harder the pump's going to work. So naturally, it might have to run a bit longer. But it would be wise to have a pool cover, which also helps to keep the pool clean and also then requires less filtering and less cleaning by the creepy crawly or whichever kind of pool cleaner one might have.
Okay, so that's one idea. What do we do with our geysers?
Okay, so with your geyser, one of probably the best solution is a solar geyser. These are mounted outside on top of the roof of your house, and they preheat the water from the sun's energy before the water reaches your electric geyser. So that reduces the amount of time that the element on the electric geyser needs to be on. And at some times of the year, you can even switch the electric geyser off completely because the water coming out of the solar geyser is piping hot and you don't need any additional heat. So that would save you quite a lot of money.
And especially in Gauteng, today is an exception, of course, but generally, even in winter, we've got beautiful sunshine.
That's right. That's correct. It's a fairly expensive exercise, but it would certainly save you a lot of electricity.
Right.
The next thing to do is to replace your electric cooker or stove with a gas-powered one.
Mm.
Again, an expensive exercise, but again, you'll then be paying for the gas, not for electricity. And the benefit to that, besides using less electricity, is the fact that during load shedding, you'd still be able to cook a meal.
Absolutely. For us, that's been a game changer, is to have a gas hob to be able to cook with, because everything changes then. You know, if
that's
you can
right.
cook, and if you've got an inverter for your lights, you're pretty much okay.
Yeah, and that's the next thing. Mm. A lot of people have security lights outside their homes, and they should really make sure that they are using the lowest energy types available. So if you still have the old screw-in 150-watt globes, those should be replaced with LED types as soon as possible, because those really, you know, drop the energy demand from 150 watts down to 20 watts and give you more light and a better quality of light. So that's one way of saving electricity also. Heating.
So the heating is something, obviously, and especially at the moment, that is critical. You know, our South African houses, and it's interesting, I've lived in Israel, I've lived in New York, but I'm never so cold in winter as I am in South Africa, because our houses just simply aren't built for winter. In New York, when we lived there, you'd walk around in a t-shirt inside your home in winter. But South African houses are cold in general.
And that's true. There are mitigations that you can make. So you can fit insulation in the ceiling of your house to keep the heat in. because most of it just escapes through the ceiling into the roof space. So if you stick your head up in through the trapdoor into the roof of your house, you'd be surprised how warm it is up there. Mm. But that doesn't help because you don't live up there. So you really want to retain that heat. So an insulation inside the roof ceiling would certainly help to keep the room warm. And heavy curtains also help to keep the heat from dissipating through the windows.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah. Look, double glazing, of course, is the answer. That's what they do in colder climates, right, like in Europe and the US. You know, those sorts of mitigations are really expensive. So if you're building a house from scratch, then absolutely you can incorporate all these energy saving devices, but it's difficult to do in after the house is built because it becomes very pricey.
In terms of actual heating, if we look at the what's available to us, what is the most energy efficient?
Yeah, they say that the oil-filled electric heaters are the most energy efficient because the electric heater heats up the oil in the fins. And then switches off, and the oil retains that heat for some time.
Right.
So those are particularly efficient. Gas is very efficient for heating a room quickly, but not everybody likes to have a gas heater or an open flame. Then, of course, you do get these wood burning stoves that you can put in a room.
Right.
There are a number of brands, I don't want to mention brand names, but there are a number of brands available. Some of them use little wooden pellets as the fuel, and they burn away into a very fine dust, which is easy to clean. Those are quite popular, and they're very effective.
And some of them have a metal, I don't know, flue or whatever it is, and that also stays warm, and that also can warm a house, which is, what about those combination gas electric ones? I know that they have like a gas, whatever it is, canister at the back, but then it has an electric element and a fan as well. It's almost like a combination of the two.
So those prove the point that gas is good for heating a room quickly. So you use the gas to heat up the room, switch the gas off, and leave the electric on just to retain the room's temperature. And again, depending on the size of the room and the design of the room, if it's a big open plan area, of course it's going to be that much more difficult to heat than if it's a small, smaller room.
Right. Well, in fact, for example, in a bedroom, you might not want to have the gas on all night. So you could heat the room with the gas and the electric component and then switch off the gas so that you just have the electric component on.
You could do that.
Right.
Yeah. Safer than that is actually to preheat the room before you go to bed. And if you're cold in bed, rather use the electric blanket. It's not a good idea to have a heater on in the bedroom through the night.
Right, in terms of safety, because a few people are asking us about the safety of gas. Today, I would imagine that it is relatively safe with the mechanisms.
No, that's true, but the problem is that every gas supplier will tell you that a gas appliance should always be used in a well-ventilated room. And in winter, we don't well-ventilate our bedrooms at night.
Of course. Okay, interesting.
We shut all the windows.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very interesting. That's unfortunately where we do have to leave it. Roger Lully, energy analyst, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, giving us some very, very useful tips.